You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and my name is Erin, and with me today is a new member of our team, Anna. You can say hi.
Oh, hi.
And joining us also is Japan Top 10 alumni, William.
Hey there, how's everything going?
Great, and today we're bringing you a Japan Top 10 Cultures episode. Yes, that's right. Today is a Japan Top 10 Cultures episode. Now, our Cultures episodes don't have as much music as you're usually used to. However, the songs that we pick revolve around a certain cultural theme, in the hopes that we, your hosts, can provide some insightful and educational content to you, as well as showing you some new songs that you may or may not have heard before. So today's Japanese culture theme is anime. Yes, indeed, but not just anime. The discussion of new and old anime, the changing of hands, new anime genres, the use of CGI and new technology in a traditional 2D world, and the use of streaming sites such as Netflix. Now, Anna and William, what do you guys think about anime?
I'm fairly new to anime. I would say I only watch things that were popular back in the day. I was kind of a late bloomer when it came to anime. Like, I have 5 siblings and 3 of them have watched so much more.
True.
I watch High School Host Club and nice. Soul Eater.
Classic.
And nice. Sword Art Online. But I'm fairly picky when it comes to anime.
Fair enough. There's no shame in being picky. So far, I like your choices. I think they're pretty great. How about you, William? Are you more of an old school guy?
I'd like to say I'm a casual anime fan, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like probably the biggest weeb you can probably think of.
Oh, goodness.
I guess every new season I watch maybe 25 plus shows.
Wow. Keep up with the new seasons, huh?
Yeah, and I read a lot of manga, buy all the mm-hmm. merch and attend a lot of anime cons. So I have a very great experience with the fandom. And, I guess from this season I'm watching shows Dr. Stone, Demon Slayer,
nice.
Fire Force. I'm still keeping up on Boruto, Black Clover, mm-hmm. and the new Fruits Basket as well. So
Fruits Basket, oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's yeah. a lot of great shows out there, and that it's just my thing.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. It's good that we have somebody who's super duper immersed in the world of anime, and then we also have someone like Anna who has watched stuff in the past but is kind of just dipping her toes, doesn't really fully immerse herself in what we're going to be talking about, because then we can get a bunch of different perspectives. This is perfect. So our first topic, this is going to be an interesting one, is a topic of the changing of hands, or rather the changing of the guard in the anime industry, because a lot of the old bigwigs, like Hayao Miyazaki, are retiring, or people like Isao Takahata have unfortunately passed away. So we have new people filling in the gaps of these people that were once juggernauts in the industry. And some of those people are like Makoto Shinkai, who's made Your Name, as I'm sure both of you have either heard of or watched and enjoyed.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely is right. What do you think you're going to miss the most about some of the older directors of these amazing anime movies? Anna, do you know much about Studio Ghibli?
Oh, I definitely know Studio Ghibli. My sisters collected a bunch of the movies on DVD.
Nice.
Definitely like his the way he delivers his stories, and just as the general story itself, it's very different than what you would ever expect. You don't know what's going to happen throughout the movie unless, you know, you read the synopsis of it.
Right.
And the animation of it is always very clear. The transitions of the expressions, they're not too slow as you would see in more modern anime, because they're doing it so digitally. So I definitely like that part of Studio Ghibli. And there's still a little bit of an aspect of the sketching, like the hand sketching to the style of the animations, which I always appreciate. I'm definitely going to miss the really different story delivery that Studio Ghibli has.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Even a lot of Miyazaki's stories aren't original stories. They're sourced material from other such things, like When Marnie Was There is a book, but he took it and made it his own. I read the book after watching the movie, and even though the source material, he stays very faithful to it, it still has the Miyazaki touch, you know?
Right.
Like, I know exactly what you mean. You kind of encapsulated it. You took the words right out of my mouth. But moving to the new generations, which is Will's forte, what do you think that the new top creators like Makoto Shinkai are bringing to the forefront, Will?
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to thank you for also reading up on When Marnie Was There. I thought I was the only one who read the original novel, so it's great that someone else did as well.
Right.
Yeah, huge fan of the book.
And, me too.
My thoughts on... Oh, well, first off, just to go back on talking about some of the, I guess, older generation anime directors. Obviously, Isao Takahata and Hayao Miyazaki, great legends of the anime making game. I'd say I still like Spirited Away is probably one of my favorite films ever.
Classic.
And, Takahata's Princess Kaguya was also really magnificent watch as well. And of course, he also mentioned Satoshi Kon, who directed Perfect Blue and Millennium Actress, which are just like recently just being re-released. So it's great that that a lot of these older films are coming back. And, you know, I always have my memories of those films. And like, you know, they'll remain classics to me. But, you know, talk about the new generation, like creators like Makoto Shinkai, Yoshiaki Nishimura, as well as, I guess, people like Sayo Yamamoto and Masaki Yuasa. Those names, they all bring their own style to their films. And, you know, they're kind of like pushing the envelope for like what we've seen from anime of the past and drawing in new people to the medium. And, you know, I think it's great. I think new viewers of anime can experience these new works, and hopefully they can also discover some of the older works that we've talked about before.
Of course, of course. A lot of the new animators like to pay homage to the people who've come before them. And as viewers, I think that we should also do the same. It's beautiful to love the Makoto Shinkai movies, but I feel that a lot of his animation style is reminiscent of Ghibli, albeit a lot more hyper-realistic, whereas... like Miyazaki's style is a lot more cartoony and overly expressive. It's like two sides of the same coin, basically.
Hey everyone, summer has come to an end for our listeners in the Northern Hemisphere, and with the passing of the season, that also means the end of our annual listener survey. That means there will be some changes starting this month on Japan Top 10. You can check them out on our website at jtop10.jp for the full details.
リスナーの皆様、こんにちは。北半球では夏の終わりが近づいてきましたね。ジャパントップ10のアンケートも終わります。それに伴って今月からの変更点がいくつかあります。詳しくはジャパントップ10ウェブサイトをご覧ください。
So, for our first song, we have Rain by Sekai no Owari, and this song is featured in the movie Mary and the Witch's Flower.
魔法はいつか溶けると僕らは知ってる月が咲いて太陽が今枯れた傘を差し出す君に映る僕は濡れてない水たまりに映る僕は雨に濡れてた幸せなような涙が出そうなこの気持ちはなんて言うんだろうファフロスキーズの夢を見て起きた涙が頬で乾いていた虹がかかる空には雨が降ってたんだ虹はいずれ消えるけど雨は草木を育ててゆくんだ虹がかかる空には静寂と僕ら残して過ぎ去ってく逃げ出したいような心躍るようなこの気持ちは何て言うんだろう鏡の前で顔を背けたのはずっと昔のことのようで虹がかかる空には雨が降ってたんだ虹はいずれ消えるけど雨は草木を育てていたんだ虹がかかる
Yeah.
てたんだ。雨の日のために傘を探しに行こう。
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.